On today's program, we'll learn about the snowy plover. This is Your Wetlands.
It's a small shorebird, about the size of a sparrow, maybe a little bit bigger. It is light brown on the back and the top of the head and white below. It is sand-colored, and it lives on beaches, so it can be very hard to see on beaches when its back is to you. And it also occurs around saline lakes in the interior of North America. So it's a bird of beaches and saline lakes.
Gary Page is the co-director of the Wetland Ecology Division at PRBO Conservation Science. Saline lakes, by the way, are salty lakes, such as Mono Lake or Owens Lake, where there is no drainage of the lake. So over a long period of time, the salinity of the lake builds up. So they're actually saltier than the ocean. Now, what's the status of the snowy plover in the wild?
On the Pacific coast, that population of approximately 1,500 to 2,000 birds that nest from Washington to California is listed as threatened by the federal government. And in other locations, state by state, that some of the interior populations may be listed by various statuses.
Why are they threatened?
On the Pacific coast in particular, because of beachfront development, very heavy recreational use of beaches, invasive plants that create steep foredunes that the birds can't forage in, and non-native predators that have been introduced into the region.
What can we do as individuals to help the snowy plover?
Many agencies, including the Fish and Wildlife Service and the California Department of Parks and Recreation, fence off areas of beach to protect the plovers, and they usually put signs up explaining what the fencing is for. The fencing doesn't prevent people from using the beach, but if people would stay out of those fence areas, that would be a great thing they could do to help the plover. This is the particular time of year when they're most sensitive. They're nesting from April through September, so right now is when they're most susceptible.
Gary, what do you especially appreciate about these birds?
I admire the birds' tenacity to try and reproduce and produce enough young to sustain their population. The bird is polygamous in the sense that the female deserts the male when the young hatch. The male raises the young by himself, and the female re-nests with another male and has another clutch of eggs and hopefully young. But also, if the pair loses their clutch to a predator or to high tides, which happens often, they will re-nest again within about a week. And they will re-nest up to six times a year, so they work really hard to make it, and that's what I like about them.
And I suppose we just need to be aware of where these plovers nest and how difficult they are to actually see. We need to be sensitive to the fact that the plovers may be in the area.
That's correct. They're very difficult to see, and their nests are right in the sand on the beach, just a little depression on the beach, and it's really easy to step on them. In fact, most people would never see them because the eggs are cryptically colored brown with dark spots and almost impossible to see unless you know what you're looking for.
And my thanks to Gary Page. We hope you will be cautious, particularly when you see a fenced-in area where the plovers are nesting, but even if there are no fences present, keep in mind that plovers may still be in the area, so be careful. If you would like more information about the plovers and Gary's organization, the web address for PRBO Conservation Science is prbo.org. And don't forget, we podcast all our programs, and you can learn more about that by visiting yourwetlands.org and then click on the podcast link. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcasts are supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the joint venture, you can visit their website at sfbayjv.org. We also invite your email comments to yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.